Have you ever said to someone, "Well, you know, I'm not perfect"? It's freeing, isn't it, to realize that God is not expecting us to be perfect. Hi, I'm Steve Douglas for the Lighthouse Report. And today's guest, Holly Girth, relates how she's learning to seek growth in her life instead of perfection.
Well, I think, first of all, just realizing that God's not asking us to be perfect. There's a verse I've fallen in love with in Hebrews that says, "He's made perfect forever those who are being made holy." So yes, we need to be perfect, but Jesus is the only one who can make us that way. And he did that when he went to the cross. And then we are in the process of being made holy, and that unfolds for a lifetime. So saying, you know what, it's not about focusing on being perfect, because we can't do that. It's impossible. And Jesus has already done for us. We can focus on growth, and growth is messy and slow and unpredictable. And when we shift that context, it can really be a major turning point in a woman's life to say, what God wants for me is growth and connection, not perfection.
Holly has observed that women often try to be perfect.
I think, especially for women, all the way back to Eden, we're created to be relational. And so we look around and we want to make everyone else happy. And we think the way to do that is to be perfect. That if I get everything right, then people have to love me. And that's not true. God wants us to live from a place of being loved and then act out of that. And so I think in our Pinterest, Instagram, social media world, that's ramped up even more, because we see all these images of seemingly perfect lives, and we get farther and farther away from the truth that we're all just messy and broken and in need of a savior.
As we come to recognize our own brokenness and how much we need a savior, then we can live in his perfect love. And when we are secure in that love, we can relate to other broken people who need Christ too.